You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray. And today I'm going to play a handful of records that I got on a recent trip to the great city of Philadelphia over the past weekend. That's what I'm going to start out with, and then other random tracks coming up after that. Starting out, we're going to play a track by Joshua Fit for Battle off of their split LP with a band called Flashbulb Memory. This was released in 2000, and this track you're about to hear is called Sleepwalker's Guide. And yeah, stay tuned, more good stuff coming up next, and thanks so much for tuning in to Sadder Star. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM in Portland. You just heard an all vinyl block featuring all records that I found recently while I was visiting Philly over the past weekend. Let's see, starting at the top of the hour, you heard Sleepwalker's Guide by Joshua Fit for Battle off their split LP with Flashbulb Memory. After that was a track called Beginning by Timber, who were from Maryland and were active in 2008, but played like 90s styled kind of emo hardcore. After that, you heard Boyfriends from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And that band actually featured members of Snowing, who is one of the bands I happened to see while I was in Philly. It was super, super fun seeing them. That track is called I Heard Punching. After that was My Response by Your Adversary off of their 3 10-inch, who are a band from New York. And after that was a band called Boys and Sex off of their split 7-inch with Boyfriends, who I just mentioned. They were a band from Philly in the early 2010s, maybe like just 2010. That track is called it's called Over Everything. After that was No Class Reunion by Anton Boardman, which was a 2-piece band and featured only bass and drums and vocals, no guitar. And they're from Providence. My friend who I visited, who is from Providence, says that that's a very Providence style punk band. So I just gotta believe her. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And then you just heard a track called Hitherto by Tribute, which was a UK 90s emo band that was off their split with Beacon. And I have gotten used to using only Studio A here at X-Ray for the past year and a half. Now I'm in Studio B and things are different in here. So I feel like, you know, sorry for a few little mishaps, and including my intro song didn't end up playing, but I think I got that figured out. Anyway, yeah, we're gonna move on to some stuff not vinyl. We are gonna hear Small Brown Bike with their track The Cannons and Tanks off of their album released in 1999, Our Own Wars. This song just goes so hard. It's just a classic, just want to play it. So yeah, this is Small Brown Bike, and thanks for tuning in.
down.
Yeah.
sun slides down your back like the moon.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Saturn Star Emo Radio Show, and we're just about to finish up today's episode. You just heard a track called Sneak Attack by Blackjack Action, who were a 90s emo band from the Bay Area. That track was called Sneak Attack, just said that. that was off of a self-titled tape that they did not officially release at all until a record label put it out in 2019. Really, really great and underrated, like angular 90s emo. Before that was Penfold with a very early song called Chapter 2 off of a compilation titled How to Be a Hero. Before that was Mr. Abby by Still Waiting, who were from Massachusetts and only released one 7-inch ever in, I think, the late 90s. And before that was a Japanese 90s emo band called Wall. That track is called Crowd Without a Face off of a 7-inch with the same title. And then you heard 20-year-old Boys with 10-year-old Haircuts by Spy versus Spy, who were a really, really great UK emo band. That was off of their 2000 album titled Little Lights. They have a very like Midwest emo kind of sound, I would say, for being from the UK. And yeah, just really great band. And then before that was About by Dahlia Seed off of their Valentine Kids Litter LP. So then we started out that block with the Cannons and Tanks by Small Brown Bike. Sorry again for a little technical difficulty. Something was up with this chord that I didn't realize until, yeah, I started to play that song. So sorry. The first half-ish of that track was a little messed up. It's all good. Yeah. Still learning a little bit more about this studio, Studio B. Anyway, we are going to finish up today's episode with a track by Sidekick Kato, who were a 90s emo punk band from Illinois, but they didn't have a typical like Midwest emo sound like a lot of their contemporaries from the same area and same time period. I think their music is really fun. This track is called Understanding Liquid Courage off of their I Think I'm in Love album, and this was released in 1997. Thanks again for tuning in to Saturn Star. I will be out next week. There will be some sort of rerun, and then I'll be here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So yeah, thanks again. Here's Sidekick Kato.